Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this September 26th day, 2021. We're going to look at what we do when we're stuck. You ever been stuck in a situation in your life and you couldn't figure out a way to get out of it, or you wondered even why you're in it, and that whole genre of thought that comes up of pity and victimhood and all the other good stuff we like to think about ourselves, that it ain't my fault. In fact, a lot of people just really look at their life and they have mucked it up to such a degree that they are uncomfortable, unhappy, but it's never their fault. It's never something they did. It's something someone else did. And the hardest thing that we have to reckon with is the effect we have upon our own living. That's really very difficult for a lot of people. We just don't want to see it. We don't want to believe it. We want to think that we're victims or whatever. Unless it's something really good that happens to us, then we always knew this was going to happen, kind of thing. So typical pedestrian mentalities, games that we play with ourselves. So I have some wonderful questions that have been given to me. I'm very, very grateful for questions. And if you ever have one, you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. That's my email address, greg@aspire.org. And I'm always interested in anything you're thinking. Life is, people will say life is what you make it. Living is really what we're talking about, not life. Life is love. Life is a precious kind of network experience here on Earth, where we learn many things and we encounter not others, but basically we encounter our interpretation of others and we encounter our own self. That's really the truth of the matter. And most people don't want to see that. They look at it and hear something like that and think that's crazy, but it is the truth. So let's get into the first question. The first one is from Lynn, and she lives in Colorado. We have a lot of Colorado people. That's very interesting. Anyway, she says, I feel stuck. What do I do? I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. And then she explains the situation, which I can't do on the radio. It's too personal. And the damned if I do and damned if I don't. We've all found ourselves there, haven't we? It's really not true. It isn't. Lhotse, in his beautiful Tao, said, accept disgrace willingly. Now, that is not something that most people want to do, to accept disgrace willingly. They want everything to be the way they want it to be. They want to believe that everything should work out for them and that truth wins out and all of that. Whose truth? whose truth? All of this is just assumption and fallacy. So what do you do when you're in a situation when it looks like you're damned if you do it and damned if you don't? How do you want to live with it? And that's what you have to ask yourself, Lynn, is how do you want to live with this? Do you want to live with it in disgrace, in anger, in hostility, in victimhood? How do you want to live with it? If you think you're going to be damned, then it is time to really sit down. And here's the antidote. And accept disgrace willingly, you have to be able to listen beyond your ego, beyond the emperor of all malice that lives within us all. And instead of looking at all of this and feeling sorry for ourselves or thinking it's unfair or worrying about what other people are going to think of us or worrying about how the outcome is going to affect our life and assuming, you have to choose the road less traveled. What will, I know you're not going to like this and believe it, what will humble me the most? What do I need to be humbled from? My pride, my vanity, my ego? What do I need to do? Now, we've all been in this kind of situation in the course of our lifetime, all of us. How do I want to live with my vanity? How do I want to live with my pride? Do I want to allow them to carry me away in my life and make it impossible for me to find the state of love that lives within? How do I want this done? That's what you got to ask yourself. And then you choose the road well less traveled. The one that your ego would hate, your vanity would not be flattered by. Maybe you have to admit you were wrong. Maybe you have to do something that you wish you didn't have to do, but you must do it in the best interest of a deeper cause that lives within you, that of love and kindness and compassion. These are the things that matter the most in the course of our lifetime. Our human events are just fingers pointing at what our state of being is on the inside of us. They are fingers saying, look, this is what you need to reckon with. This is what you need to live with. This is what you need to understand. This is something that is important to the awakening of consciousness in us. All of these things do the fingers of life point, the fickle fingers of fate. And if you can do this, if you have the courage, the moxie to do it, then something of the other shore can reach you. Remember, Lynn, everything is about the other shore. It is about the awakening. It is about consciousness. And the human pride will be humiliated. The human is humiliating in and of itself. And if you haven't noticed that, then you've missed your entire life. There are so many things about human nature that are humiliating and bring humiliation. So you have to be able to rise above it, to see everything in proportion to love, proportion to authentic life. And only consciousness can give you that. So it is something for you to think about. And I wish you well. I would not be able to read what you wrote about your situation, but it does have an answer. Get small inside to find out how large you really are. Please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Guy. He does not tell me where he lives. What do I do with an unwinnable situation? Guy. And then he goes into the situation, which, again, I can't read these. They're too personal. You lose. You lose with a sense of understanding, awareness. You lose not to be humiliated, but to find the humility to understand the nature of the cause you are really in and the state of life that you are truly in. Everybody finds some sort of humiliation in their life. And in that humiliation, we are embarrassed because we're not perfect, or it gives cause for gossip and unkindness, and people love that. They love to think in those terms. The people I have known, especially women, they love to gossip and they love to amplify things and come to conclusions. Men, on the other hand, we just shrug our shoulders for the most part and move on. Because we know we're idiots, and so we just move on from that point of view. Everybody in this lifetime, everybody, Guy, everybody is in an unwinnable situation. Every single one of us. We all are. You're not going to beat death. You're not going to beat times of failure. I remember when Muhammad Ali was knocked down by Smoking Joe Frazier, you know, after he had made this comeback to fight Smoking Joe and win the title of champion of the world, which in that particular case he didn't. And I remember him being knocked down and the humiliation that he felt. I was fortunate enough to meet Muhammad Ali and to have a kind of a quasi relationship with him at one time for about a year. And it was, I asked him about that, and he said that was the greatest moment in his life. He realized then that he was propping it up, as I would say, that he was his own publicity for himself was not true, that he could be knocked down. And he wasn't looking. He wasn't paying attention. He was more in his head. And he talked about it in various ways with me, and I thought it was very interesting. We all have those moments of what we call disgrace, where we are embarrassed by something that we're involved in or something that looks like a no-win situation. And so what? Accept, again, disgrace willingly. The whole idea of the object of the game is to be able to accept what is going on, and that is the real power, that is the real maturity, that is the real beauty of a person, to get up after being knocked down and realize what you have maybe done to cause that situation to occur, and to begin to look at your life from a different point of view. And should you be willing to do that, to begin to see the situation from not a angry point of view, but to look at things from, shall we say, a more humble point of view, then you get the insight. If you are embarrassed by that moment and you fall to mental and emotional ridicule of your own, then you miss. Listen, watch, always pay attention. Watch the human carcass. Watch the human mind operate. See its defensive patterns. Don't get caught up in the craziness of it all. Just watch. Just watch. Don't come to conclusions. Don't pit one thought against another. Just watch. If you do that, then you can see things and realize things that you couldn't see and realize before, and a great goodness will touch your life, and what you are seeking will become very, very obvious. I hope that helps you. It's a tricky affair, isn't it? Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question, how do I do what I don't want to do? And this is from Kelly. And I don't know where Kelly lives. She didn't tell me. You just do it. It depends on what it is. Obviously, if it's self-destructive and if it's unkind, then you don't do it at all. But sometimes we have to do things we wish we didn't have to do, and you just do it. And you do it with the sake of the intent of trying to help another person. Maybe find the goodness in your heart and do it for the sake of the goodness that the heart leads you. You have to listen to that still small voice that lives within you. And if you listen to it, if you can comprehend it, then it doesn't matter what you have to do. If you did it out of love, if you did it from the sake of retrieving maybe kindness out of you, and maybe helping another person find their kindness, then the price is more than worth it. And whatever you do out of the intent of love will be a wonderful thing for everybody involved. I hope that helped you, Kelly. Well, wow, went fast. I'm grateful for your ears. I'm grateful for your attention. I hope this all helped you. We'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.